Hello, this is Robert Hertzberg for Network Computing Magazine. We have as our guest today Maria Koopmans, Director of Partner Strategy for Microsoft Office Live. Maria, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Robert, for your time. It's a pleasure to be here.
Next week, Microsoft will start selling Office Live, a version of the productivity suite that will function as a hosted web application. Who's the target audience?
Office Live really focuses on small businesses with less than 10 employees. And we give these businesses access to online web services that will help them to manage and grow their business online. And we've specifically focused on this segment of the market because this is the most underserved segment in the market when it comes down to technology.
At the prices that you'll be charging, so $39.95 a month for a premium version that can serve these users, will you be making Microsoft-like profit margins?
As I mentioned, Office Live offers a number of different web services for these small businesses. And we actually start out with a free offering for small businesses. And with increasing needs that we will address, we move that up into a subscription model with a second-tier offering that is $19.95 per month. And as you mentioned, the premium offering, which is $39.95 a month. But the free offering is very critical for our small businesses. As we've learned through the beta version, it's very much appreciated, and it really has an impact for these small businesses already. The business model for Office Live is a combination of advertising as well as subscription revenue, which is then supplemented with transaction revenue.
How will the advertising revenue work? How are you going to drive advertising off of Office Live?
You will see advertising within Office Live when you go to the portal. So when you go to officelive.com, that's where you will see advertising. When customers sign into their account, they go to our homepage, and that homepage you will see advertising there. And in some places where they can go within their subscription to Office Live, whether or not that's the free offering or the subscription version, you will see advertising as well. There will not be advertising in the public-facing websites that these customers set up with Office Live.
One thing that's historically been better about desktop applications is performance. You avoid that whole client-server HTTP request bottleneck. How big an obstacle will performance be to the development of the market for software as a service?
Well, we understand that it's of the utmost importance for these small businesses that they have access to their data. And to be able to do that, they need to be able to trust the provider that is giving them this software as a service. A recent study has mentioned Microsoft as one of the most trusted IT vendors for this small business market.
It's a little bit of a shift from Microsoft, though. I mean, Microsoft, understandably, has a great deal of history working with all kinds of customers, all sizes of customers. And this is a little different, though. Software as a service is a little bit different from desktop applications that one installs. What steps are you taking to secure backup and ensure performance? Are there any kind of service guarantees that you'll be offering to Office Live customers?
Our customers can actually back up their data on a daily basis. The administrator of the subscription can retrieve the entire website, for example, if something gets corrupted. And there's the service aspect of Office Live is really tying into the Office applications as well. If we take that back for a minute, if you look at the overall Live strategy, it's very much software plus services. So there is an integration with the Office applications which enables these small businesses to take their data offline and work it offline as well.
So if I am a subscriber to Office Live, do I also have the applications resident on my desktop? Could I take my computer, disconnect the cable and go work in bed if I wanted to?
And for some of the applications that we offer, for example, with Mail Business Contact Manager, there's the opportunity to sync that with the Office applications. And that enables you to take that offline. The other thing that you can do is actually export the data that you have in Office Live to, for example, Excel or Access. And again, that creates an offline scenario.
Right. But in order to work with the applications offline, I also would have to be a customer of the desktop applications, I assume?
Yeah, the most of these small businesses, again, we're focusing on the 1 to 10 employee space, they actually do have the Office applications on their client already.
So this, in effect, it could be incremental revenue to Microsoft.
Indeed, spot on. Not only for Microsoft, but also for our partners.
Microsoft generated $11.7 billion from its Office products in its last fiscal year. How long do you think it'll be before Office Live becomes a billion-dollar product?
Oh, I would wish that I could predict the future. But I think if we take our experience with our beta customers as a measure, we've had great success with now over 160,000 small businesses using our beta version, and we're expecting to continue that trend.
Is there a demand yet for a web-only version of Office from the bigger companies that are your biggest customers?
With Office Live, we're really focusing on the small businesses for now. And the need of these small businesses is not to replace their desktop. It is far more focused on generating new businesses, generating repeat business from their existing customers, attract new customers, and get those customers to buy more from them. That's what they really need, and that's what we're addressing with Office Live.
When software becomes an internet-delivered service, it creates a situation where feature enhancements and bug fixes can be immediate. Will users of Office Live enjoy this advantage, or will they have to wait like everyone else for the patches you send out on the second Tuesday of each month?
Not only do they get the benefit of that, but they also, because Office Live is built on other products that we already have in the company, like Windows Live Mail, like Windows Live Messenger, like a Windows SharePoint Services version 3, all the innovation that happens in those products actually become immediately available to our customers.
Microsoft has never quite been able to replicate its desktop dominance on the internet. How tough a spot does that put you in as software applications migrate online?
Office Live is really an affordable solution for small businesses. With a free offer and moving to a subscription model addressing additional needs that customers may have. And the other thing is that Office Live is an integrated offering. It really gives an all-in-one offering to these small businesses. They don't have to go to one vendor for their marketing applications. They don't have to go to another vendor for their web presence and another vendor for business applications. No, what Office Live does is really bringing that all together, integrating that, which is a far more cost-effective way for these small businesses to get access to these tools and actually increases the manageability of these tools and applications as well. And the third thing is Office Live really leverages and accrues the value to existing Office software, as I just explained.
My question, though, was more about the perception on the part of prospective users and just the reality that Microsoft is seen as a software company, an immensely successful software company, but a software company nonetheless. And it's not seen as a dominant internet company. And so my question is, what challenges you have to overcome as you transform your business to be more service-oriented?
And I think we can look at the feedback that we're getting from our beta users. So again, we've got over 160,000 small businesses using our product today. If you take the average of a small business has got 2 to 3 employees, then quick math learns us that we've got over 500,000 users. The feedback from those users has been very positive, especially around the all-in-one proposition that I just gave. Also, they've given feedback on ranging from help me to make it easier to migrate my website from my current register to Office Live, all the way up into give me more tools to do marketing and help me to attract more customers and to generate repeat business. So that feedback we've taken and we've upgrading, and we're listening to customers and really addressing those needs in our next version. And so I think if we listen to those beta customers, it's not that big of a threshold to go from Microsoft as your software supplier to Microsoft as your services supplier.
Let's talk about some of your competitors. Have you used Zoho's own Office suite or Google's word processing and spreadsheet applications?
Yeah, it's a good question. And it's really when we focus on addressing the needs of our small businesses, the clear and clear feedback from our customers has been throughout our beta period is help me to attract new customers, help me to generate repeat business. And that is our focus. We're not looking to replace the desktop that small businesses already have. We really want to help them to grow their business and give them the tools that have previously not been available to them, but have been available to their larger competitors, and make those tools like a CRM type of application, like a keyword online marketing application that helps them to execute their marketing campaigns. All those type of software wasn't accessible for these small businesses. A, the functionality that it offered was way too high, and B, the price point just didn't match their business model. So what we are doing with Office Live is giving those tools, make those accessible for small businesses, because those help them to really grow their business and do that in a professional and in a successful way.
That makes sense, but I'm wondering about what you think of Google Documents, Google Spreadsheets. Are they good products?
And I'm not the expert on those products. Most of these products are still in beta, so I can't really comment on specific features or functionality that those products offer. I do know that Office Live is an integrated offering that supplements the Office client that a lot of these small businesses are already running.
Let me try to ask it a little differently. In Microsoft's market share fight with Netscape a decade ago, you demolished the competition. Would you expect an equally decisive, are you hoping for an equally decisive outcome this time?
And I think the market is, it's a large market, and we're really focusing on making a transition and coming up with a new model that addresses the needs of our customers and helping our customers to now take advantage of what broadband penetration, of what Ajax technologies, etc., has made possible.
Maria Koopmans, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
This has been Robert Hertzberg for Network Computing Magazine.